Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Nations recently sponsored a 2.5-hour piece of propaganda directed towards the people of the Pacific Islands called Pacific Unite, Saving Lives Together, referring to the fake pandemic that has officially killed only 0.003% of the population. With crowds of people protesting outside of Buckingham Palace chanting pedophiles, Prince Charles found the time to open the UN mind control concert by stating how climate change is to blame for this dreadful pandemic.
The accelerating and terrifying impacts of climate change.
Disgraced world leaders made appearances to push the vaccine as the only solution.
As we work to find a safe and effective vaccine, we must unite to keep ourselves and each other safe.
The creation of a vaccine will be fundamental to the world's recovery. When one is developed, it must be distributed equitably, including to the Pacific region.
And for some reason, there was much discussion about LGBT rights, and the entire event was hosted by a bearded transvestite.
All of us have been affected by this COVID-19 in so many different ways. And I can't wait for the borders to open so I can visit my Papsato in Savai Samoa to get my full body tan. But after I shave my back.
This desperate and bizarre piece of propaganda culminated with a musical production which is best experienced for yourself. Enjoy.
Bill Gates.
Around the world, we're closing borders. COVID-19's on the rise.
Oh.
A new order behind closed doors.
Oh.
Stumble past, we will survive.
A new world order.
We will rise, we will rise.
Oh, we'll rise with our new world order.
I'll rise again.
Inject me.
We'll be engraved, we'll be engraved, we'll be sterilized, we'll be dead, we'll be dead, we'll be dead, oh yeah, oh. We're gonna kill our children. Thank you, Bill Gates, for the shot.
It's a new lifestyle. You don't get no food now.
The future's in our hands. We must protect it. Rise up, stand up, and unite.
Under Bill Gates.
Around the world, we're closing borders. COVID-19 on the rise. A new world order behind closed doors. The stumble past, we will survive.
Fight the new world order by being under Bill Gates. Oh, oh, look. Take your shots, be a skeleton. That's how the death begins.
You know, we gotta air the Mars Attacks again. Coming in the next segment, I gotta have some humor. Then I'm gonna launch it in pure, absolute analysis. Stand by, stay with us.
It's just we're inside the world government. Here's what I should have said earlier. You can't have InfoWars on the air when everything we said comes true. You can't have America with people with guns and freedom and private property when nobody else has it. That's why they're coming for you. That's why submitting won't work. But all the sheeple think they get ahead by groveling to the system. That's all over.
Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord, save us.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
So I would say, you know, if anything that's happening at CNN and anybody who buys your book, it's really just one of those things that is dividing our nation. And I don't believe in dividing our nation. It hurts our great nation. And so CNN is really the enemy of the truth. And that's my opinion. Thank you.
No American is an enemy of another American. No news outlet is an enemy of America.
Attacks since the last election, but they're saying, you know, they keep saying the media is the enemy of the people. We are not the enemy of the people. And that's, you know, the Mars attacks. The aliens are saying, don't run. We are your friends. We're not your enemy. We're not the enemy of the people, as they ray gun everyone laughing. So now we've replaced Alex Jones. You're truly being zapped as the peace stuff, the peace conference with the alien ambassador to Brian Stelter shooting Trump. It's just ridiculous. By the way, I am ripping off Mark Dice. Everyone's doing it now when you do Stelter's voice. Mark started that like 3 years ago. We had already been exposing Stelter and making fun of him. We were the first, but he did the funny voice thing. So that's actually what Stelter said. I just voiced over it, not as good as Mark Dice. But Mark did a video a few weeks ago where he showed like dozens of other commentators, famous ones, you know, making fun of Stelter. And I can tell you, I've had requests from the White House. And I've had requests from the number one Fox News host, I mean, literal requests, like, repeatedly. Will you make another Brian Stelter parody? And so, you've got it. We're going to have some fun, and I've got to get, as soon as that's posted, the Bandai video, I think it's going to be posted any minute now. I think we're going with a video of Brian Stelter turning into an alien, or something silly like that, or Brian Stelter appointed ambassador to Mars, or ambassador to Earth. There it is. Brian Stelter appointed truth ambassador on mainstream media. That's funny. So that's the headline. We weren't sure this morning the piece wasn't done. It's got 1,711 views. Just one of it banned on video. Make it the featured video. Because you know what? I need to have a little bit of fun. That's not his full Pennywise face. That's him like 10 years ago. Can we put Pennywise up, please? I want to show him going full demon on folks. All right. It's almost hard after that super hardcore. There it is.
It's hard to get super hardcore after that last hour, being super hardcore. Gosh, talk about not being self-aware. Good Lord. Oh, look at that. Sorry. Again, as I've said many times, I'm not saying Brian Stelter is a child molester. I'm saying if I was Hollywood producer and I was going to cast a new Pennywise that eats children, no makeup needed. I mean, this, I would walk the other side of the street if I saw that walking towards me. I mean, that is a demon clown. That's a flesh walker right there, folks. That's not from these parts. Been around long enough, you learn how to spot them. It's not very hard. That's a full-on one right there. Completely unself-aware. Okay, let's stop. Get him off the screen. Excuse me. I only handle so much. Look at the self-satisfied look, too. All right, let's just stop there. It's true. People ask, why do you get so serious and then screw around a lot? It's hard to sit there and look at this. I had to read all this and look at all this, and now I got to cover it, and it's just unbelievable. Let me just try to do it this way. Please, Lord, help me. The worst globalist takeover scenarios that we indeed predicted have now come true. But it wasn't coming true. It was already there. It was already happening. And so people need to understand, when I'm freaking out about Australia saying they're going to have forced inoculations and arresting people that try to protest for protesting online, when I get upset about Spain and months you can't leave your house, when I get upset about that, it's because the UN's running it. They've written white papers. I've shown you the white papers, Event 201, Lockstep, and others, and there's an exact plan. And there's nothing more frustrating than knowing an exact plan and knowing how horrible it is and knowing what it ends in and knowing these horrible scum are going to do this to everybody and sterilize everybody and give us cancer, and the new vaccines actually change your DNA. That's cancer. They make your whole body do a chain reaction replication where you're a new GMO creature. It's enough for Monsanto to make the corn where it doesn't produce new viable seeds or soybeans. But now it's everything. It's us. And it's so over the top, people don't even know what they're hit by. It's like being hit by a bus. It's just such a huge lurch of suddenly there's pedophile TV shows and everyone's getting forced inoculations and, oh, it's going to make you really sick. And, oh, it goes in and changes your cells forever and it takes over your body. And it's just, and Bill Gates is on TV like, Fareed Zakaria is like, the whole economy is going to be shut forever. Yeah, and he's laughing. And it's psychotic. So let me just give you the news from today. Overhead shot, please. Australian police pay home visits to 80 people, warning them that they'll be arrested if they protest against the lockdown, online or in person. Wasn't just the one lady. Ohio Department of Health partners with FEMA to create shelter facilities for people exposed to COVID. And they say that, oh, if you have sniffles, a cough, we don't even test you. We just take you and lock you up for a month in a non-congregant shelter, so in a jail cell. And I've got the letter, which Bob Barnes texted me at like 2 in the morning. That guy must not be awake during the day. He's a great guy. We can get him on about this. He said, these are actual FEMA camps. He laid it out, and it's all right here. And they got FEMA, which is a bureaucracy, not Trump. He needs to do something to because the state asked for it. So the state actually built FEMA camps. It says right here, FEMA camps. And the Ohio is just as bad as Hawaii. The worst states are Ohio and Hawaii, and they're all following the UN edict. And the governor is in here saying, you will be taken by force to these facilities if we deem that you don't have a place to stay or you won't stay. And they give them phones. If you don't have a phone, they go, here's a phone. It monitors where you are. It's the social credit score. It's what China was doing, you know, 6 months ago. It's all been beta tested. It's all been rolled out. It's all been prepared. It's all here. And now it's happening so fast. Usually this would be a top story for weeks, and the media would defend it. And now it's just blip, 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 blip. Police are arresting those online in the UK those in Germany, those that organized demonstrations against this. Now they've got camps for you, and they've got political officers from the DNC and the Global Clinton Initiative that are the ones that decide to spot people and just get you used to seeing folks not just drug out of a restaurant for not wearing a mask or not wearing it properly. No, no, no. They finger you, and the police dutifully show up because they're all bullied under the political system now, so they're going to growl to the left and bow to the left and kneel to the left. The police are in danger, folks, because they're controlled. They're not bad people on average, but they've been bullied into Stockholm Syndrome now, so they just show up instantly and billy club you, and then the media's like, good, that's a black guy, beat him up, or that's a lady, choke him, take him to the FEMA camp. When we come back, though, they say, listen, report anybody not wearing a mask during sex. So they want to be involved in your sex life, everything. It's all the most absurdest things they can say to condition you and to get you ready to submit to this. So here's the deal. All you in denial aren't going to be able to live in denial anymore. Either get on your knees and prepare to serve Satan or fight back.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let's just plunge straight into the news right now. Australian police pay home visits to 80 people saying no free speech allowed. They actually said to the Bar Association in Australia that was upset about this, they said, listen, Black Lives Matter is important and is allowed to. These groups are not. And that's exactly what de Blasio said. They said, oh, well, Black Lives Matter is allowed to have demonstrations, but synagogues, churches, and mosques can't. It's about rubbing your nose in it. Let's continue. In the article, Ohio, oh, it's getting FEMA centers ready where if they think you have it, you disappear. And then they have fake tests that are 90% false positive. All of it is a fraud, a cover for rounding people up and arresting them next year. This is all just the pre-programming, getting the spies ready. You know, I hadn't been out to eat in a long time, and I went out to eat with some family last night, and I literally wore the stupid mask in the restaurant, Kabuki Theater, then take it off at where you're eating. And then as I'm getting up, I'm sitting by the door. I get up, and it's not on. The lady goes, you need to put your mask on. And I said, you need to get reality. Fauci's a fraud. This is martial law. And the manager was like, oh, Alex, I'm a fan. I understand that. And I was like, yeah, whatever. And I walked out the door. As he said, you're all a bunch of slaves. But I've been going to that restaurant since high school. And you can't even go there because they're all enforcing, because they're all virtue signalers. It feels good to follow the little neurotic rules and, oh, I got to wear this mask to save my life. They didn't even really use a real deadly virus as their cover. And Gates says, oh, the really deadly one's coming. So everyone cowering to this has ensured that they're going to release the megaviruses now. Everybody get that? I believe in you, though. I believe you're going to get the word out and stop this. And really good things are happening on a daily basis right now where it's all coming out that it's a fraud. So let's go over this. I have the crew running up to me giving me this article over and over again, even though we were reporting this last Saturday and so was Gateway Pundit, but now it's mainstream news, so everybody's like freaking out about it. And you're right, I should have led the show with this. The CDC says 90% of the tests are false positive. We had a show headline. Was it Friday or was it Sunday? Guys, type into a search engine, 90%+ of COVID tests are false positive, Infowars.com. Type that in. You're going to get last week before anybody even put the numbers out because I went and I looked at them and we hired a statistician to look at them. So I went and, but I didn't even get this from a statistician. I went and did it with a calculator at home and I've asked the statistician to do it as of last week. It's not about me bragging. But it's not the crew's great, but there's not an understanding that we're the tip of the spear. Here, I'll pull up on my phone. No, that's today, folks. That's yesterday. We ran a live show headline. This show, not the New York Times. This one, Alex Jones, Austin, Texas, man, me. Okay, and it's not about the credit, it's about reality. We ran a headline last week for the live show. CDC admits 90% of COVID tests false positive. Have every available person search that. I'll get it during the break. So it's hard to search it, though, unless you use DuckDuckGo. They're pretty good search engines where all our stuff's blocked, but I'll go to rebroadcast. I mean, it's not the crew's bad. I have to have this article now. I have to have it or I can't do the show. Now I need some time to get it. Anyways, everyone's running in. Here it is. Here it is. New York Times on COVID-19 tests. Up to 90% of people testing positive carry barely any virus. Many are not likely to be contagious. And that's even a fraud. The test for viral debris of any viral or bacterial infection that you've had in the last decade. Here's another one. New York Times report claims 90% of COVID-positive Americans not contagious. Here's what I was talking about earlier. Wear a mask while driving. And people do that too. Wear a mask while having sex and avoid kissing new people, Canada's top doctor says. Another UN minion. Oh, yes. More absurd. Like everybody wants to take the mask off in public. Oh, wear it in your house by yourself. Democrats make people in Zoom meetings by themselves to put it on. This is you can't be seen without the mask. Peer pressure, show it at all times. COVID hysteria. Students excluded for turning their heads in class. Remember, the UK put signs up last week saying, do not turn your head. Do not look at people. That spreads COVID. More insane. More ridiculous. Stand on your head. When I say jump, ask how high. On and on and on. 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 And that's how all this works, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, but they've got their vaccine suddenly ready in a month, they say. Remember I told you they'd have it by the fall when they said, oh, 2 years at least. That was to make the artificial scarcity, like it's that magic thing. Oh, sorry, we don't have it for you. And I said, that's a ploy. They've already developed it. They already have the vaccines. I showed you all the patents 5 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. Bill and Melinda Gates front groups. And we're right again. 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 And I'm going to get myself, too. Because I sat right behind them in that office, right through that door, and I said 90% of COVID tests, false positive CDC. I will show you the article. I will get it. It's going to happen. So, Australia and Ohio are the microcosm of all of this. Now, there's another headline, but that's from July, not last week. It's not a big deal, guys. It's not your fault. I'll find it. I'll remember the exact headline. I'll pull it up. It's not about us proving we're right. It's that no one else went and did with a calculator when they admitted with how many of the tests were false. I mean, every NFL player they tested that was false positive, it was all false. Every one of them was false positive. They had thousands of clinics across the United States, starting in Florida, that had 100% infection rates. They weren't doing the tests. They were just getting the insurance money. It's a lie. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. But you sit there and you talk to some stupid, dumb person. I mean, people now at the park will walk over and say, get your mask on. Because they have no power, but now they've been given the authority to go henpeck someone, to go get in their face. But as soon as you stand up, they turn and they run. Because their whole identity is about bossing people around. I'm going to get into the censorship. I'm going to get into the UN takeover. The food shortages, what's happening in Australia with a special guest, and the major election meddling, and it's now official. They're going to contest it, and they're not going to... They're saying the president won't be allowed on the internet. He'll be blocked by AI from saying he won. Wow! We're living in a science fiction movie, folks! It's incredible! We're in a lot of trouble! But if we admit we are, we can stop it! But a lot of folks tell you, trust the plan.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover
of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have died from COVID-19. This is the phrase countless health officials and politicians have stated over and over again to drill into the heads of the American public that coronavirus is actively killing everyone, no matter your health background, and it will kill you too. But there must have been a misstep in CDC reporting on coronavirus death numbers, because new CDC reports are showing that the number of deaths where COVID-19 was the sole cause of death is closer to around 10,000. The CDC has updated information in regards to how they count coronavirus deaths to read that only 6% of the 180,000 deaths are solely due to coronavirus. Other deaths added to the COVID-19 death count have two or more serious conditions or causes tied to that death, with the overwhelming majority of the deceased in a much older age range. And while these numbers could easily stem a lot of the coronavirus fears and anxieties we've seen, the media has still, of course, remained silent on it. Let's also not forget a couple months back when we saw the CDC send out directives for states to include probable, aka unconfirmed cases of COVID-19 infections and deaths to their official counts. Remember this council meeting in Collin County, Texas, where one confirmed case plus 16 probable cases of COVID-19 turned into 17 confirmed cases added to the total count?
State of Texas, DSHS has informed public health departments that they have adopted a revised definition for COVID-19 probable cases.
So for confirmed case, it stays the same. You still just need PCR. But now they've added a probable case definition. So that still gets counted towards the case count. It's different. It's not confirmed. It's probable, but it's still a case. So at the end of this definition, there are 15 different options on how you could be classified as a probable case. Based on this diagram and what they report, there's a total of 17 cases now. One is still only confirmed because that was that original index case who then had all these contacts underneath in orange. And all the rest of them became probable, but they are still considered a case.
These various news stories of Texas officials having to adjust total coronavirus deaths to lower than what was previously reported then followed suit. Also, despite a huge drop in overall deaths, which we can clearly see again on the CDC website, and before you say that's because we've been in a lockdown, let's not forget that there have been large gatherings of protests and rioting throughout the nation since May. Big cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York are still severely locked down, and families have been unable to open their businesses, go to church, or send their kids back to school. And if your kids are back in school, this is an example of what their lives may look like. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo deployed a SWAT team of 71 contact tracers and 8 case investigators upon a New York State University in Oneonta after 105 students tested positive for COVID-19. After hearing of the new cases, the university decided to suspend all in-person activity and students will not be allowed to leave campus for the next 2 weeks. Facilities such as the library will be closed and dining services will deliver meals to the residential halls. They will be allowed to go outside, but they won't be allowed to gather in groups, and bus service to and from campus will be suspended, as students are forced to conduct all of their classes online from now on. This type of environment sounds eerily reminiscent of another place where you're confined to a room, you have no option to leave and are told when and who you can go outside with and when you can eat. I just can't put my finger on the place. So while COVID-19 deaths continue to drop, the actual number of deaths where COVID-19 is the sole cause is closer to 10,000 instead of 180,000. Our media, health officials, and politicians still refuse to let us get back to life as usual, and New York seems to be leading the way.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, you've played a few minutes of Savannah Hernandez's very important video, the Savannah Hernandez Report section of Band on Video. CDC reveals the truth on COVID-19 death numbers. It's huge. They're trying to suppress it. Get that out if you want to win and defeat this and ever have things turned back on. Universities from Australia to the United States are all under UN directives where you go into little jail cells now and a cell phone tracks where you go. You're not allowed to leave the campus. This is the prison planet. This is beyond the communist Chinese social credit score. They're going directly to where you're locked down, all based on a virus that they synthetically created. So they own the treatment of it, which only kills really old people and those that already have comorbidity. But it is a real virus. But the response to it is a giant hoax. Now, we played disgusting, frightening, nauseating footage yesterday of a woman in Melbourne, Australia, who was organizing a demonstration this Saturday. And we'll talk about her and her organization and who she is in a moment. Turns out they went to 80 people's houses and did this. And we're getting reports, and the Australian government's not denying it, that some city council members in other cities are disappearing and being taken to federal lockdown. Australia has been a prison colony, never really got out from under the crown. It's got great people in it, but it is enslaved. But hey, here in the U.S., they've got FEMA, under Democrat request, setting up FEMA camps where people will be forcibly held. You cannot make this up, they're saying don't have sex, or if you do, wear a mask. This is total cult programming. They're telling children in the UK, under UN recommendations, don't look at people in the eyes. That can give it to you. This is voodoo, folks. This is hysteria. This is neuroses. Children are getting in trouble that walk the wrong way. It's total control. Now, Syrian girl's been coming on with us for, I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years now. And she is a refugee of Syria. Her family was not a fan of Assad. Previous to that, they were in the ruling party and actually kicked out of the country. But she's accurately exposed the UN staging false flags, or the UN's exposed the false flags that she first exposed. She's exposed the white helmets. She's been a great source of information for us for a very long time. She lives in Australia. She was my Syrian girl at Twitter, at Partisan Girl, Patreon, Syrian Girl. And she's a great brain, and she joins us for the next 50 minutes or so ahead of Deanna Lorraine joining us to talk about a lot of this and more here today. But Australia, epicenter of control, Ohio and Hawaii here, they admit are beta tests. Universities are beta tests. What's happening in Australia? We know it's coming here next. How far is this going to go? What is your research view on this Syrian girl? And thanks for staying up till 1 in the morning to join us.
My pleasure as always, Alex. It's always great to be on your show. Australia was shocked to see the footage of that young lady in her pajamas broadcast around the world getting arrested for making basically a Facebook post to try to get a protest against the lockdown. And the reason that's so hypocritical is that the BLM protest was allowed, you know, just a month prior. And it was probably the reason why there was such a spread of the virus in the first place. So it seems to be that some protests are allowed and some are not. And people are sick of that. Now, Australia is, as you said yourself, you know, it started off as the intention of being a prisoner island. And it's basically still that, seemingly. The police here have... are acting in a way that I've never even seen them act before. Did you see? It's not just this case. There was another case where a woman wasn't wearing a mask. She actually had a doctor's certificate that would, like, she doesn't have to wear it. It's against the doctor's orders for her to wear the mask. And a police officer didn't even wait to hear her excuse and just started choking her on camera. Yes, you're showing it right there. So we've never seen the like of this before. No matter how...
And by the way, if the mask isn't suffocating you, him choking her, our neck is... I mean, these people are shameful.
I mean, it's so unnecessary. It's so completely unnecessary. Look, the virus, as you said, is real. I know someone who almost died of it. There are over the age of 65, or at least I know of someone. So, yes, but it doesn't give you the right to do things like this. It's not that... you can never be bad enough to do this.
And let's be clear, though. It's not as bad as a normal pneumonia or flu, but there are some people who, it appears, did die of this. Steering girls, stay there. We'll come back and talk about it. Though the tests have almost all been false positive, which puts you in the database for the rest of your life. 90%+ false positive, and 94% of the deaths died of something else, comorbidity.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I've noticed two different key phenomenons. And it's more complex than just these two, but these are two dominant ones. Well, there's three, but there's a lot of people that are so altruistic and have so much empathy that they just love another group being abused or hurt because they have good genetics, good spirit, good understanding that that's going to affect them. They don't know why they're upset they see somebody suffering. They don't know why they're upset by seeing something wrong. They don't even think that it's empathy. They just have the empathy because their head's screwed on straight. And those people are like always, oh, you're such a loving, good person, Alex. You really care about these downtrodden groups. They're sterilizing. You really care about the Africans. You really care about the Australians being put under this. You really care about the Hawaiians. And I have the empathy, but I know what it is. It's my brain goes, I'm next. And it turns out we are. This is all coming here. It's world government. So I want to explain something. I am so sick of people going, why do you care what happens to the Syrians? Or why do you care what happens to the Australians? Or why do you care about what happens to idiots in New York? Because the same thing got control there is coming here, baby. So I need to get the people that don't get that. I mean, so many people say to me, they go, Jones, why do you care about the rich people in the stock market? I have nothing with the stock market, by the way. And they go, nothing against it. I'm just, it is a giant bubble. But people say, well, who cares if it collapses? Because every company we know basically is surviving on it. I'm not glad that we're on a corrupt life raft, but we're on the corrupt life raft. There's a bunch of piranhas around us, and we're bleeding. So I'm just trying to get people to understand that you have to get involved. It's not a virtue to not care. And I know our audience gets all that. But I'm talking to the lost sheep out there, the prodigal sons, to understand that, yeah, decades of corruption, 100 years of whatever, not caring will get you ahead temporarily. Not with God. But now not caring will get you killed. So I'm going to tell listeners, you need our word of mouth. We need yours. This transmission is game changing because we're original research. I don't go out and get some other talking heads thing and then that sounds smart. I'm going to say that. I go out and I really know what I'm doing. I really talk to the experts and do the research and I tell you what's going on. And it's about as accurate as it gets. The enemy hates it because their best brains are like cooking this stuff up and they know I can see right into it. That's why they want us off the air, folks. You need storable food. We've got high quality at a very low price. We got the best place because I go out and get you the best place, the most reliable. I've had a relationship 12 years with these folks. That's what I want is a marriage, not a one-night stand with organizations, not with you. I mean, I don't want to be sexual is an allegory. I don't want a one-night stand, folks. I want a long-term relationship. I want us as a community to have children together. And that's really what, you know, us, with we're the bridegroom, you know, Christ is the groom, we're the bride. I mean, that's the allegory is I want a relationship. And I'm just telling you, I wouldn't tell you something unless I totally know it's true. The smartest thing you can do, other than getting firearms, is get water filtration and storable foods. We have at InfoWarsStore.com. And the company we're partnered with has it ready to ship within 1 to 2 weeks. They really ship in like 4 or 5 days, but they've got that for a buffer for some special items people order because some things get held up. While you still can, get your storable food orders in. And while you still can, get an InfoWars t-shirt, get a supplement, make a donation because they have tried to shut us down and the attacks have been incredible. And the latest ones that I can't get into yet have just been unbelievably ridiculous. And I just want to stay in the fight, so I need your financial support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, I'm going to shut up now for the next 45 minutes with Sirian Girl. I appreciate her coming on. Get into whatever you want about COVID, Australia, where that's going, why you're the epicenter. I know you want to get into Antifa, which I know helped attack Syria as well. I mean, you're an expert on this. Tell us what's happening.
Absolutely. Well, what might come to you, which is coming to us, is mandatory vaccination. But the vaccination is the mandatory part is sort of more of a soft mandatoriness, where if you don't get vaccinated, you're not allowed to go to work and you're not allowed to get unemployment. So basically, they've made everybody pushed into poverty. And they're saying that they have to starve unless they take a vaccine that has hardly even been tested or it's kind of been rushed. And I think that the agenda behind all of this is control. It's not going to be just, take this vaccine or you won't be able to go to work. It's going to extend beyond that. It's going to say, think these things or you're not going to be able to go to work or get unemployment or travel, for example. And of course, Bill Gates has everything to do with this. His ID 2020, where he wants to sell a special type of vaccine to governments where people are tattooed with quantum dots that say that they've been vaccinated or not, which means that you're no longer a free person. You're basically tagged like cattle and you're no longer allowed to move or work or without having something tattooed on you that says you've been injected by an unknown substance. And I say this as a scientist. I say this as a chemist. A vaccine is, it works. Vaccines work for some viruses, and they are safe if they've been tested. But for certain viruses, it can actually make things worse. And even Fauci himself said this, or Fauci, however you pronounce it.
Well, I mean, I would use, I mean, sure, we know about all the vaccine side effects, the problems. It's what else is in the vaccine. Is it a Trojan horse? Have they spiked it? Have they tamed it? Or did they accidentally grow it on monkey kidneys and give 100 million Americans SV40 cancer? I mean, that's the problem.
Well, you know what? It's a problem. Even if the vaccine is perfect, the problem is the demand of control. I mean, people should have autonomy over their own bodies.
Well, that's it. The precedent is we put in your body what we want, when we want, and we track you.
Exactly. And that is really dangerous.
Well, keep going. Sorry, you're making great points.
Oh, No problem. So Australia, of course, is going to be where they try to roll this out because people are used to just following what the government says. We're not in the same place as Americans are. It's most people, unfortunately, well, not all, but most people, you know, they don't see anything wrong with it, and they will trust it. So that is, once they have that here, it is going to roll out in other countries. And I think the UK will be next, and then after that, the US. They're going to have some difficulty with the U.S. But the people who will refuse the vaccine will be in minority, and they will have very difficult time. Like, they will not be able to work. They will not be able to eat.
I'll tell you this. When people die of these vaccines, the people that did it are going to pay. And I mean the people on the top. They're assaulting us. They violated the Geneva Convention and the Nuremberg precedents, and they will pay.
I mean, what else is next? It's going to start with vaccines, as I said. It's going to end with political opinions, I think. So,
but already is. They're not letting people. The lawyers for Kyle Rittenhouse cannot even read police reports on TV and cannot put clips on Twitter or Facebook. Rittenhouse's lawyers go on Fox News and read the police report that he was trying to save people and had a fire extinguisher putting out a fire when they attacked him with guns. And they said, no, we are the judge. You are a mass murderer. You are not allowed. His lawyer, who's famous and well-known, cannot even be on TV. This is unbelievable. Zuckerberg is becoming God.
Well, it's like you said, you know, things that happened in Syria are happening in the United States, and that's what I can see happening on the streets of the U.S. right now. It's a color revolution. I said that very
clearly. Explain. You already faced Soros. You got the floor right here. This segment, next segment. Explain what we're facing.
Well, Soros is doing a color revolution. It's to get Biden reelected. He just before it all happened, you know, he said he needed the black vote. And it just so seems that every 4 years, just before an election, Black Lives Matter trends, and then after the election, it just stops trending. Suddenly Black Lives don't matter anymore after the election is over. So that's the whole point of this. You had the media fueling racial hatred in the United States in the lead up to the death of George Floyd. I'm not saying that the police are...
No, obviously the police aren't perfect. We know that, yeah. They just cherry-picked a few bad examples.
Well, they once shot an Australian woman in the U.S., but she's white, you know, but they...
Yeah, no. He was a Somali, so it was okay, yeah.
Yeah, so they interject the race thing into it because of the election and Biden. And
that guy was a bad cop. When a white guy shoots a black guy and it's wrong, I say it's wrong. That guy was crazy and just shot her for no reason in an alley. But that doesn't mean we blame every black person for it, or we blame every cop.
Yeah, I mean, there are issues, but I think that they have chosen to specifically highlight the race issue in order to get the Democrats a vote. And they're happy to set the country on fire to achieve it. And we saw similar things in Syria. In Syria, we had,
hold on, we're going to come back. I want you to explain color revolutions, what they are. In the short segment and long segment, lay out what you witnessed and what we're seeing here. The Soros brags he did Ukraine, he did Syria, he's done it all, and he's doing it again. And who does he represent? The Rothschilds, the Rockefeller interest, Bill Gates. Total enemies of humanity. Bill Gates is going to pay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.